Sure. That was just after I was like, let's pull the trigger. Let's get Ja and Bill to play the two leads. We had to kind of recast the family. So it was his younger brother, his mother, and the uncle character, Ramaz. So because we had such a short amount of time, our casting agent in Toronto, Jonathan Olivieri, was just like, you know what? I know the script. I have this guy. Like, he's like, you know, a seasoned actor. He's been on a ton of stuff. He's about to blow up. But I think, you know, we can get him. But, you know, obviously it's just going to be, you know, we're just going to put out a number, see if he bites, and that's it. He's not going to read. He's not going to audition. He'll just accept it or not based, you know, on the script. So I was like, you know what? Let's just do it. Like, we have such a short amount of time. I have faith that you are going to bring it, that you're going to know exactly who to get. So the actor, Harry, who, you know, I watched some from A, that he was on, a little bit of Heroes and everything. But it's scary because it's that big. You've been living with this script for 5 years, and then all of a sudden, somebody, you know, in a day is like, yeah, okay, I'll do it, you know, and like, they're just going to inhabit this character you've been, you know, working on and thinking about and, you know, trying to picture in your head. When I met him, yeah, it was cool because I just went to the Queen Elizabeth, he read the script, and we just, you know, we just talked for a couple hours just about, you know, the character and his history and stuff. And Harry, he's great. He's got, you know, great charisma, great presence, but he's very soft-spoken. So I remember being like, oh, man, like, this guy has to be pretty, like, scary and intimidating at certain points in the film. Is this, you know, did I make a mistake? Did I put, you know, too much faith in the casting director? And then the first scene that we shot with Antare was him, you know, choking Ja after, you know, an incident involving a stolen car. So I call action, and I just kind of have my fingers crossed, being like, oh, man, like, I guess we're about to see what this guy can do. And it was so intense. Like, you know, just the line delivery, just the physicality of the way that he interacted and grabbed by the neck. And I remember everybody on set, like, when they saw it, everyone kind of, like, behind the monitor was like, ooh, you know, like, it was that reaction. And then I remember thinking, like, it was such a huge sort of, like, relief knowing that the casting director had understood the character, understood what we needed, and, you know, really delivered somebody that exceeded my expectations.
And he did prove himself previously, so you were able to trust him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the stuff that I saw, it was just, like, it was just sort of, you know, it was different, the types of samples that I had seen on other shows. He was playing very different types of characters, and this was supposed to be, you know, somebody who did not present himself as, you know, thug or aggressive, but when push came to shove and he needed to sort of flex, he would be able to be very intimidating and scary. And I think that exactly, like, when the scene called for those beats, it was incredible, just the transformation that Antare brought.